Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of The Borg, or Blackout Rage Gal Trend, which I'm told that I am late to by super producer Becca. I'm Jack O'Brien, and I'm thrilled to be joined by super producer Justin Connor!
Hey, I'm back. Here we are.
Listen to those teeth. Listen to them.
Listen to how straight and perfect they are.
That is just such a weird thing that, yeah, that somebody said about you. Your appearance last time was that for some reason you gave them the impression that you have perfect teeth.
And yeah,
I like it though.
Yeah, I mean, all the comments have been weird, but like fun, like they've been uplifting weirdly. I mean, yeah, even being called a stoned middle schooler, like I felt, you know, that's a fun vibe, I think.
That's a
right?
Full vibe. Yeah, yeah, that's great, man. It's like, yeah, that's a career right there.
Yeah,
guy people who have comes off as stoned middle schooler.
Truly. I mean, yeah, I have a niche for myself.
Hey, speaking of stoned young people, they've come up, they've done it again, folks. Is stoned something? I feel like I heard somebody refer to being stoned as being drunk in the 70s.
Yeah, I think it's changed over time.
Let's have a drink and be stoned together. What?
Yeah, it's such all cyclical. A weird thing. It's all cyclical, Jack. I mean, even speaking of this blackout rage gallon thing, like, it, you know, we were talking about it a little bit before the record. It does feel a little bit like Four Loko, because I came up.
Yeah.
And like, that was my early college experience, was Four Loko was going crazy in the streets. And this being caffeinated, it scares me.
Be caffeinated.
Yeah, I mean, it can be. Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I feel like they're going extra hard with it because of the name, like the blackout rage thing. You have like a whole title to live up to.
Yeah.
And it sounds like safe, but it also sounds like it could be dangerous.
Super
at the
safe.
Same time.
Blackout rage gallon. The pitch is that, are you tired of like going to parties and having to drink out of their dirty glasses, risk frat boy date rapist putting something in your drink? Well, now you no longer have to worry about that thanks to milk gallons, just like the thing that you used to buy milk in. People still do that, right? Like, that's what milk still comes in. Well, now you put half water, half vodka. I would recommend more water than vodka, even if I had to give you a recommendation, folks. And then a mixer of your choice, like, you know, a little, I think people were recommending some electrolytes so that you're avoiding a hangover.
Yeah. How, what's the time management on this thing? Are we trying to drink this all in one go? Like, I don't, is this
I'm
happening?
I'm hoping this is all you're drinking all night and you're carrying it around like as a, yeah, like it's your purse for the night.
So
you
it's
just
not
have like, this in hand.
It's not like an accoutrement to more like drinks that you are partaking in.
I hope not. Okay. I think, it, you know, the way that I drank, it would have been, and
yes.
I would have ended up waking up in backyards of various
yes. that
places.
That was the problem with Four Loko. I swear to God, like my first time drinking Four Loko, I wound up in the backyard of a pool of someone I didn't know. I was just punching the side of their pool, and
yeah.
someone had to wrangle me away from that shit. Like, yeah, that's...
You're inside a pool. There was water.
There was no water in it.
Oh, okay. So
I forgot to mention that it was an empty pool. Yes, it was an empty pool.
Nice. Yeah. So I don't know. Binge drinking is obviously very popular in college. I wish I had done less of it in my college days. But this seems like a practical way to go about doing it. I just feel like blackout rage was not the thing I was chasing when I was drinking. I was hoping to have more of a mellow time. But
right.
And so like people who are like blackout rage gallon, that just like, even when I was a mess, that was not the type of mess that I was seeking. You know?
No, I wasn't proud to be punching a pool. Like that wasn't my best hour. So I don't think. Just be careful out there, kids. If you're trying this, you know, I understand some of this comes from a place of safety of, you know, just not having anyone drug you with any substances. That's, I'm all here for that. But you can do that with like with a water bottle. You don't need a whole gallon, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, you could, exactly. You could just have a Poland Springs bottle with like a splash of vodka, pour some salt in there since that's basically what electrolytes are, and have yourself a night where you go pee a lot.
We would just go to 7-Eleven and get, you know, the Slurpees and then just throw some vodka in that and call it a
night.
You
could do that. The AV Club is counting down posthumous performances of late movie stars in honor of Ray Liotta's final performance, or I don't know if it's necessarily his final, but Ray Liotta does play a kingpin boss, crime boss in Cocaine Bear. And he did pass away at the really young age of 67 within the last year.
Tragic.
Very tragic. The AV Club article is suggesting to me that the AV Club has started writing their articles with ChatGPT because it's not great, man.
Yeah,
it is a bad, they have done a bad job. I was assuming they would have... Did you see Triangle of Sadness?
I haven't. I was fascinated by the trailer and the message it's trying to send. I haven't had time to see it yet.
The lead actress in that, who like plays a young influencer, and she's was playing younger than she is. She was 32, but she died in the last year after Triangle of Sadness came out, which is wild. They don't mention that. They just mentioned like very cursory, like if you just did a Google search and only wrote down the names you had heard of, that seems to be what they've done. Like, to the point that I went to the comment section of the AV Club and I was like, are people saying something about this? And the very first comment was like, so like, where did people go after they left the AV Club? Because this is bad, right? Like, everyone was like, yep, yeah, it's really bad.
Oh my God.
Vulture's still doing it. And so I don't know. But I mean, The Onion's still... has their hits, so I think there's just a different. I think they fired a bunch of people, and it's not good.
Yeah,
it's
this article isn't. Well, you can tell this was written by AI because this article isn't for anyone. Like you reading this, you're not going to get anything. You're like, huh? I'm glad I read this, and it was worth my time. It's literally just dry facts of people you mostly. Some you've heard of, some you might recognize a face. It's not a compelling thing to read.
No. No, it is not. But people seem to be fucking with Cocaine Bear. It dropped, I believe, last night, midnight previews. And so far, I've heard good things from a couple people I know who've seen it. The reviews are not good, which I think I would have been a little concerned if they were. It seems like it is as advertised, which is...
Just a fun time. And that's
a fun
what I'm looking
B-movie,
for.
Hyper-violent shit show.
Yeah, yeah.
Succession is ending. after this season, which not great news. Our thoughts are with super producer Anna Hosnier in this difficult time.
Please keep her in your thoughts and prayers as the session is just devastating her at this moment.
It's, The interview is like with the guys, like we've known, and it just feels good to get it out there and let everybody know that it's happening. He's like, we could have taken it in like a fun, weird direction, or we could have given it a good ending, and we've decided to give it a good ending.
Well, weirdly enough, I think that might compel me to watch it. I have not seen this show yet. I guess I hadn't necessarily like been off put by it. I just hadn't put it in my plans as a priority necessarily. But now that I know, like, I can catch up to the ending pretty quickly, it's like a consumable thing, it might compel me to watch it a little bit more. I like a tight story, but I also am a person who, like, I will hang on to a fandom and continue to like watch something well past the point that it's still good and still cape for it. So I can understand the, especially with when you have a cast that works this well together. Like, again, I haven't seen the show, but I've seen it, weirdly enough, like plenty of interviews with the cast. They're fantastic together. They are so funny. And I might want to check this out now that I know it can, you know, go down in four seasons.
Yeah. As far as shows about rich whites, it's a pretty good one. I will say the finale of the last season was the point at which I had the thought, oh, this show needs to end, that it seems like it's hitting a similar rhythm over and over every time. So it feels like this is the right decision. So shout out to them for making it. Let's take a quick break and we'll come back and talk about Deborah Allie Williams, the All People's Funeral Home director, who you may have seen on TikTok.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
And we're back. And super producer Anna Hosnier brought to our attention a viral TikTok star, Deborah Allie Williams, the president at All People's Funeral Home. And the thing that she does that she's like kind of going viral for is like doing things without doing anything, seems to be like the thing. Like if you've ever, if somebody's like, just look busy at your desk without doing anything, like that seems to be.
I came up in restaurants in my early college trying to make some extra money situation. And like, if you got time to lean, you got time to clean.
Yeah.
Like mentality that kind of just forced you to do busy work, but not actually be busy. And I think I get it. Like, this is like a visual ASMR in the sense that you're someone is clearly doing this with intent, but there's nothing actually happening, which is like a fascinating, like, you know, you can break that down for years, I think, trying to understand why something like this is so viral right now.
Yeah. There's like a falseness to it, a self-consciousness to it, where it's like, you know, you're being watched. And so you're doing the gesture of busyness and doing things. So like what one of the videos, she's going around like preparing a funeral for people to enter. And like she picks up and puts down a drape, like a draping, like a blue velvety draping thing that is on the ground, and like doesn't move it at all, like doesn't change anything about it. But
she was like a giant like lamp, literally like half an inch over, just to make it perfect. I love it.
Yeah, I do too. It's great. It reminds me of did you watch the rehearsal, the Nathan Fielder show?
Yes, I did.
So there's one part where they have people, like actors, studying people with boring jobs and like trying to recreate them. And so like there's like an actor doing the work of working at a deli, and there's like real basic gestures, and everyone's like, yeah, it kind of feels like that, where it's like just putting on the performance of a job that really doesn't need to be done, or like that you don't fully understand what's happening.
Yeah, I think there's an appeal to that. Like, again, the idea of like humor and comedy, it kind of shifted when I was, you know, especially in the internet age when like YouTube videos and Vines and stuff were coming out, and just the idea of random, I guess, as like a point of hilarity became, I think, more present in the social consciousness. And it's kind of it is very random, but I understand it. Like, I mean, in real, you know, shout out to the camera person just being there and filming all of this stuff for, I mean, what's
a really good point.
Apparently hours.
Whoever the artist is who was like, this shit is fascinating.
Yeah. Like, and you kind of get that with the intention of the camera angles. Like, I truly think if a film teacher wanted to bring this into their class and be like, why is this so popular? Like, let's break this down. Let's truly understand why this is happening. I think it'd be fascinating.
Yeah. So producer Brian says she has background actor energy. Like just when they're like, all right, so like, look busy. Like you are at the table, the other booth in the diner from Seinfeld. Like just do the act of sitting at a diner. Very interesting. Anyways, the funeral home is in Houston. If you want to go watch a live performance of this, I actually don't recommend that. Anyways, Creed 3 dropping soon. The critical embargo is over. This is just a sad thing about me, is I get excited when a critical embargo is over and we start to see what the critics are saying about a film. And
you'd rather see the box office than the critics.
I like to see the box office. Yeah. I like to see the critics. I like to see everything about the movie, the trailer, except the movie. I mean, I also like to see the movie, but I will be satisfied by watching the other things happen around the movie.
Yeah, the discourse. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
but this is exciting. Michael B. Jordan's, I don't know if it's his directorial debut, but it's certainly like the biggest movie that he's directed. And people seem to think he's got it. The kid's got it. It's interesting. Like, he's a very good actor, but he's like very much like leading man, handsome. It's always interesting to me which actors make good directors, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. It takes a tremendous amount of ego, but also a tremendous amount of collaboration. And having those things at the forefront of your mind at the same time, it's hard to embody that in one person. So, you know, whoever can pull that off, congrats. I'm excited to see this movie. It looks good. I didn't see the second Creed. I don't think I'm going to.
I don't think anybody has. I think nobody saw it. No, I've definitely heard from people who are like, oh, you'll love it. But it's more like sports jockey people tend to like it.
The type of people who might like the new Transformers movie, you know.
Yeah, you were saying that it's directed by the Creed 2, directed by the person who directs the new Transformers movie.
Robot. See, if they had put a Gorilla Robot in Creed 2, I might have checked it out. But
yeah, that's who he should have been fighting instead of Ivan Drago's son.
Yeah, for sure.
And there's also a new Robert De Niro movie about my father. I would say that this is actually pitched as a Sebastian Maniscalco movie, but it does seem to be, I think this is going to be the Sebastian Maniscalco star making film where it's like Italians. Am I right? That seems to be, I think that is the tagline. About my father, colon, Italians, am I right?
I'm not familiar with Sebastian's work. So what was he in?
He's a stand-up comedian. He hosted the VMAs one time, which was very strange because he's a guy who like makes jokes about his mom's fried zucchini and his like wife doing shopping and stuff like that. Like just like real.
Sounds charming.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, Italian American Tim Allen type vibes without the like right wingedness, but they put him on the VMAs one time, which is just one of the strangest miscastings of a host of all time.
What year did he do that?
It's like 5 years ago.
Four or five years ago. Yeah.
Yeah. He opens his hosting thing coming out. There's like a bunch of smoke because that's just like an effect, a stage effect. And he says, whoa, was my mom burning her fried zucchini backstage? And they're just quiet.
What the
confusion
fuck?
I love in the it. Room.
I love like, it.
It was just, yeah.
Yeah, that's not the right energy, but I don't think that's, I enjoy
hey,
it. I like the, if they're not going to hire, because award shows are never funny. You should hire someone who doesn't fit, and I'm actually probably going to watch it more.
Yeah, definitely. All right. Well, Justin, where can people find you, follow you?
You can find me at jconthesmith on Instagram and Instagram only. That's at jconthesmith.
Yeah, he doesn't exist anywhere else. He's an Instagram artificial intelligence.
ChatGPT amalgamation only existing on Instagram.
All right. Well, that's going to do it until Monday morning when we're back with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all on Monday. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.